Are you set?
I guess so.
Okay.
They're strange. I don't know if there's any funny in them.
Yeah, well, I'll be the judge of that.
Eek.
Yeah, I was going to say, maybe I'm not the best judge of that altogether. Two things happened this week that I thought
maybe I'm not just the best judge of that.
were interesting. Apparently, some kid accosted Alec Baldwin, one of the surliest of our movie stars.
One of the nastiest of the Baldwin brothers.
Yes. And
even nastier than Jane
Baldwin, or
what was it?
Stephen Baldwin.
No, he
seems to have gotten his act together.
Was he Stephen?
Yeah, I think so.
I thought it was. Wasn't there a David?
Well, I know there's a Goliath one.
Okay. Anyway, Alec Baldwin, who's known for his special parenting skills, among other things.
And so this agitator is demanding he say once into her camera, "Free Palestine." And she won't quit. She won't quit. She won't quit. He finally motions toward the door, shakes his head no, opens the door. Then she gets in his face and starts calling him a criminal and bringing up the whole Rust thing. And he smacks the phone out of her hands.
Okay.
I like that one well enough. But here's the other one.
I don't actually have a problem with any of that.
I think that's fine. You get in my face, I smack your phone. Okay, good. You know, worst that can happen is I have to replace your phone somehow. But something really interesting happened over in England. There was a big Palestinian thing going on. And the cops are... I just wanted to make it really quick.
Dramatic.
London's Metropolitan Police were covering a pro-Palestinian protest. They told Gideon Falter that his quite openly Jewish appearance risked provoking the protesters and threatening to arrest him for causing a breach of the peace if he didn't leave.
Really?
Yeah. The apologies are becoming fast and furious, and I don't think there's ever enough to apologize for that.
How did the bad guys become the good guys in this scenario?
I don't know.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I understand that Israel is not sainted. Yeah, I get it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
But they're a tiny little country in the midst of enemies.
Yep.
And they're really good at protecting themselves.
Yep.
So when they're attacked and they protect themselves, they're the killers.
Here's a couple of headlines I didn't
Maybe if those idiots wouldn't hide in hospitals and children's homes, it wouldn't be so bad, right?
That's actually a war crime. Hiding behind civilians is a war crime.
No. You don't understand. It's the 21st century.
Oh, that's right. I read the whole war crimes thing wrong.
Now that we're awake, it's a living document. It's a breathing document. It changes.
We ignore what is inconvenient for us.
Or change its word meaning somehow.
Mm-hmm.
Remember when we used to say words have meaning? That's not true.
Yeah.
Words have whatever I want them to mean.
Oh,
duck,
good.
By the way, means fish.
Oh, how nice.
Stew. But if you're having fish stew, it's not duck. What?
Guess German trains will soon have private cabins with frosted glass that they're now calling smooch cabins for high-speed rail between cities.
So it's like the Million Mile an Hour Club.
Yeah. That's exactly what I was thinking. I just looked at it and went, what? And they're saying, well, it's for people who want to do business phone calls and stuff.
Yeah. And stuff.
That's exactly
the aforementioned, unnamed, but ambiguous stuff.
Now, here's something, an unexpected consequence.
I must be getting old because that doesn't even interest me, man. Hey, yeah. Let's get on a train and bang like monkeys. First of all, bringing up the conversation would be interesting at my house. Because
That definitely
a lot of my family, even my wife, I think, are not sure I'm all here to begin with. This could be the tipping point. Shut up.
Just give
anyway,
me the opportunity. All I'm saying is given the opportunity.
Any
port in a storm?
Well, then, yeah. But
and you are on a train, so you could do the whole Fellini thing. Now.
Oh, no, I don't do European directors. I'm sorry.
Here's one you never expected to never expected to see.
And I think Bergman is dead. So,
you know, those weight loss drugs?
Yes, the ones that they give you for diabetes and hair loss
and everything else, and
toenail injections,
and then could potentially kill you or something. We're seeing some repercussions on some of these.
Yeah, they're not quite sure how to use them for that.
Yeah. Weight loss drugs are dragging down snack makers' bottom line.
All right, outlaw the weight loss drugs.
Tony, you're not doing your part.
I am doing your part. My
part. I think
part,
you are.
Actually, I'm taking care of the whole frickin' town of Princeton.
I have not been able to snack since I got that sinus infection 2 weeks ago. I still feel lousy.
That's why I felt the need to snack more.
That's probably it.
I stay up late now just to eat.
I tried to eat a chicken breast last night. I couldn't even do it.
You slapped him. Ba-dum-bum.
I wasn't eating chicken boobs. I was eating chicken breasts.
What was that? Oh, have you watched Prime TV show, Fallout?
I've watched the first episode.
You watch? I forget what episode it's in, but there's an episode where that line is very funny. Mm. Anyway, go ahead.
Okay, so, and here's something I learned.
Goathead.
Are you ready to learn? Now.
It's more of a sheep's head, but okay.
Oh, and I've got the horns to do it. I'm all horny and everything. Now.
Do you hear yourself sometimes when you talk? I mean.
Why would I listen to me?
Good point.
So, yeah, you're going to learn something in a new language.
Wait, now we got Alec Baldwin being mean.
Yep.
Oh, now I'm learning something. Okay, carry on.
You're learning something in a new language.
Okay.
It's of Western Germanic derivation, much like English. I'm going to give you the word. You're going to tell me what it refers to.
Uh-huh.
Bahuki.
I'm sorry?
Bahuki. B-A-H-O-O-K-I-E. Bahuki.
Booze.
No.
Sex.
No.
Rock and roll?
You're getting a little closer.
That doesn't help me out.
It's Bahuki. The Scots word for buttocks.
Yeah, rock and roll is pretty close.
I like Bahuki. I'm going to try to remember that.
Should have said the Baldwins.
Buttocks, not ass.
Same thing.
See what I did there?
I do. You said ass on the radio, TV, video, now, internet.
Over to comments. Three this week.
Facebook will not love us anymore. Great.
This is True Really News, Mailbag, episode 127 from Jessa Lynn.
Hi, Jess.
We were talking about those darn...
Yes!
The bug
yes.
eating.
Yes!
The bug eating.
Oh, ew.
Yes, and it was the ants used as seasoning. You know, these taste like salt. These taste like chili peppers. Why not just use salt and chili peppers?
Why do I just hear Woody Allen's voice?
She says, can't wait to see what smart people eat those bugs. LMAO.
Well, you'll see them because they'll have glasses on and they'll be very smart.
And smug. And they will be smug.
And a large abdomen.
Their and segmented bodies will.
Four legs and two arms.
Also, apropos of Mailbag episode 127 from Brush and Roller. And we were probably doing some commentary on our society.
Not us.
Heartbreaking is what this country has become. Yeah.
Yeah.
But there's good news to be had here and there.
90% of my girlfriends. Not anymore. What?
I didn't understand that at all.
Heartbreaking.
Oh, they broke your heart?
Well, yeah, because I'm closer to Cuthbert Polly than I am to, you know, the suave Leonard Hofstadter. So, yeah. All of my loves were the love of my life.
So.
Till I met the love of my life.
Oh, it's a Big Bang Theory reference. Man, that took me forever.
I'm just going to sit here and be quiet because maybe I'm in the wrong. Am I in the wrong show?
No. Well.
There's an argument to be made.
Apropos, this is True Really News, episode 855 from our man in Liverpool, Patrick Reed.
Bloody. How you doing, Mum?
He says, the Australian store robber. And I went, Australian store robber? I don't remember an Australian store robber. So I had to go listen to the whole episode. It wasn't an Australian store robber.
It was an Australian rubber store.
No, it was it was somebody in the southern U.S. But I could see.
That's like Australia.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, you know.
Not the bloody kangaroos, mate.
So you got to know this. There is an artist who wears a hat. You know those flat caps that have the fold-down ears that people wear in the wintertime sometimes? Is that a hemorrhoid helmet?
Like those?
No, that's a hemorrhoid helmet. It's a flat cap. It's like a driving cap.
Oh, and okay. Fold, my dad had one.
Yeah, the fold-down ears come. Well, he wears one that just... He wears one all the time, this artist. And his name is Gregory Porter.
You seem so far away.
You seem so far away. Oh, thank goodness. I missed you so much. Anyway, he wears this
head
covering what looks like a driving cap with a muffler around it, and only his face is exposed. And he said it started off covering some scars from surgery. Now it's become my style. I was in Denver and it was cold. I was wearing 5 layers of clothing and I wore a hat. It warmed up and I thought, actually, this is comfortable. This is a look. So that's what he wears on stage all the time. Huh. Back to the comment. The store robber could have been on the way to a Gregory Porter concert. It's the guy who left his mask down. So
maybe he was watching an Inside Man revival.
What?
Because Denzel wears the hat all the time.
Oh, that one. Now, man, you're just blazing past me at light speed today.
Well, I could have said the Equalizer 3, but I don't know if
I would have gotten that one.
Well, fine. So he finally sold that hat.
That's it for today. We can move on to the rest of the...
That's all, folks.
Hilarity.